Hello, hello. Welcome to Malice After Midnight's mini episode.
Or just thank you episode, maybe
we'll call it. Or the thank you episode. Steve has an announcement.
Oh, yeah. We're just really excited that we've hit 1,000 on our listens or downloads or whatever you want to call it. So we're celebrating that right now. We're really happy for that. Yeah, I couldn't have did that without you guys. So thank you very much.
That's awesome. I know. It doesn't mean a lot.
It means a lot, Tina.
It means a lot.
We just said it means a lot.
It doesn't sound like a lot.
Dismissing our few fans that we have already, Tina.
Well, I would like to say, Texas.
Yeah, exactly.
I would just like
to say on behalf of Malice After Midnight podcast that it does mean a lot, and the views and expressed by Tina may not necessarily be the views and expressed by the other podcast hosts.
Exactly.
I meant in the whole realm of things.
In the realm of things, it does mean a lot.
I think you're saying
1,000 isn't that many.
In the whole realm of things. And I'm just countrying out, y'all.
Realm.
But,
in the whole realm.
It means so much. I was so excited.
I'm excited every time we see a new listen.
I think you were asleep, and I was like, Steve, we had 1,000 because, on the thing, where
we're
1,000.
Over 1,000. Wow. How much are we at now? It's actually over
1,000. It's over 1,000 now because you guys are awesome. That's why.
Yes, we definitely appreciate it. So thank you.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Oh, my Golden Girls. I can't help it. My life, I relate so much to the Golden Girls.
That's okay. Who doesn't?
Who doesn't cheesecake?
Basically, yeah, exactly. We're going to have cheesecake after this.
Cheesecake!
Actually, I wish we were.
Yeah, that sounds so good. We should buy a song for our celebration.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I've got my coffee cup with wine in it, though.
Aw. Oh, that reminds me. I want to give a shout out to our friends over at Wine, Dine, and Storytime. Love them.
Yeah, well, since you're showing some love, why don't you mention just a few people that have been giving us the love on Twitter. There's way more than this. We can't name everybody, but we're going to name just a few that have been pretty steady.
Yeah. At Yeti F, they have a podcast called 8750 with Reed, Jeff, and Ace.
Yes, and I think that he's Tina's comedy spirit animal, or at least meme spirit animal, because they go back and forth, and it's pretty funny.
Okay, I was also Rocky at Wild Nights Pod and Lulu, Mariah, and Sydney over at T_Terror.
Love them.
Love y'all, okay?
Thanks, everybody.
How's your mom and them?
And of course, you can't forget
our family at Aluma Potty.
Yeah.
Love them.
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic.
Love the family.
Everything is so great. Our Twitter family, and I'm saying Twitter family because we've had so much love from so many, and also on our Instagram, too. We've had a lot.
Yeah.
Lots of helpful information.
Oh, my gosh,
Because we really, things that we didn't know that we needed to put in there.
The community has been awesome. It's been amazing. So thank you to everybody, for sure.
Yes, thank you. Because sometimes y'all say, why don't you have blah? And that's we don't know, so tell us. So we take that to heart, and we just.
Lots of support.
And we've been trying to make sure that on Twitter, when people are asking for, podcast suggestions, we try to name our friends.
Oh, yeah.
And, people have been naming us, and it's just been great. So thank you, everybody,
for sure. I'm going to try to get more. I'm going to try to be more responsible now that school's out for summer, being a teacher. Summer. I'm like, woo.
Yeah,
for real. So I got a little break here. For real. Just to give some more love. So we'll be doing that.
We're going to have a couple. I guess we can talk about some of the stuff coming up.
Yeah, go ahead.
First I want to say, though, we've got the email, maliceaftermidnight@gmail.com.
Yes.
Don't be afraid to email us on that and tell us, some stuff you want to hear. I know we've got some fans, one in particular, that really wants us to do an H.H. Holmes episode, which we will do.
That one's going to be a lot of research.
That's
going to
have a lot in it.
There's
a lot.
It's a
very, very interesting case.
Sure.
I'm going to be doing shortly here the Green River Killer.
Yeah.
Hate him.
Which, that's another one. Yeah, he's a real. That is one of the most prolific serial killers. Big numbers on him.
That'll probably be Mortal.
That'll be a multi-episode,
I'm sure,
too. As much as I'm sure. I don't know if people even like multi-episodes or not, but.
Gotta do them, though.
I'd rather do 2, 3, 4 shorter ones than like 1 2-hour thing that nobody's going to listen to.
Exactly. But yeah, definitely with the email, you can just message us and let us know how you feel about everything.
Show us love.
Maybe if you want us to mention you or criticism, whatever, we'll do that.
Yeah, you might have a cool story about a crime that you witnessed or, something you've seen and you just think it might be something interesting that the listeners might want to hear. We might do like an episode where we get some people that listen to the show and tell some of their stories.
Yeah. Those are always interesting. There's stuff out there that we don't even
keep your name out
of
it. We'll put your name in it if you want, whatever.
Make up a fake name.
Yeah, anything. Just let us know. I'm also gonna, the next one that's gonna be put up this Sunday is gonna be about Anne Marie Burr.
Yeah.
And if you did listen to the Ted Bundy episodes, the first one I talked about that little girl that went missing when he was
sweet baby.
Yeah, when he was 14 and Anne Marie Burr was 8 and she was in the same town as him.
Yeah.
When I first talked about it, I didn't have a whole lot of information about her, and maybe to you, I don't know. I feel like I really worry about trying to get as much facts in there. That's why Ted Bundy was 4 episodes. And I don't want to leave things out. So I did a little little studying on her case, and it was pretty interesting. Not really enough information out there to do like a long episode, but I thought maybe the Sunday would be kind of a shorter, probably 20 minutes, I think. What did it come up to, maybe 20?
20 to 30, I'm not sure.
Yeah, just under 30 minutes, I think. And it's going to be about her case, and I'm going to go a little more into the whole reason why some people thought Ted Bundy. I'm going to have some other people also, but they had a few suspects, not many. But I am going to talk a little bit more about the Ted Bundy thing. He's definitely not the main part of the episode. Yeah. But I just wanted to give her a little more.
Yeah, you felt like
it needed to be more. I kind of breezed over it, and I wanted to have a little more about her. So the next episode is going to be Anne Marie Burr. So, and then Tina's got one that's going to...
Yeah. Yes, so after Steve's Anne Marie Burr case, the next week I'm going to be talking about Catherine Knight. Now, her case is from Australia, but she has given, I think, Armin Mivas a run for his money. We had a lot of love for that episode as far as people were reaching out to us. They really were. It was a mix. It was like, I liked it. It was great. Or I was totally disturbed.
I'm kind of totally disturbed by it.
Yeah, Steve's still thinking about that. So, us podcasters, we have so much that we try to prepare for, but, we're human, so we forget stuff. And I forgot to mention something, so I'm going to give you a little tidbit, a little extra thing about Armin Mivas that I forgot to mention. So, I don't know if it was, like, during the trial or if it was in preparation for the trial, and people say you are what you eat. So... Armin had said, I can't even with that sound effect. Brandis spoke really good English, and he didn't speak good English, but I said that he had consumed like over 40 pounds of Brandis. So he said as he was consuming him, he realized that his English was getting better the more he ate.
BS. BS.
No.
That makes me think, I've heard cases before of like, it'll be some little old lady that's from some little small town and, small town America, never left home, whatever. And all of a sudden she hits her head or something. And then she speaks like perfect German, or she speaks with like a thick German accent. And she's never been to Germany or
have. Yeah.
I just have a hard time believing that stuff. I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
I think he was just crazy.
I think he was just batshit crazy.
Right, Craig.
Calling BS on that.
Calling
BS on that.
Big BS.
So, I guess we're going to put this to an end. Basically, this episode, like I said, was just a big thank you to everybody. We're super excited. It may not mean nothing to Tina, but 1,000 is a lot to us.
It is.
And we're super excited. So
tremendous.
We put our hearts into this, and it means a lot to us. But like I said, like we've said before, you can contact us at Twitter.
Mm-hmm. At After Malice.
Or search Malice After Midnight.
Malice After Midnight.
And, of course, we're on Instagram.
Malice After Midnight Podcast.
And, of course, the email, maliceaftermidnight@gmail.com. So don't be afraid to reach out to us. Thank you. We love you all very much. So keep listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.